Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Wednesday, the 20th of January. And in the news this morning, we'll be talking about an amazing test match between Australia and India at the Gabba. I'll also bring you up to speed with the A-League games. Oceania football tournaments have also been postponed. We'll give you the update on those. Action from the NBA, and we'll be up to speed with a game in the ANBL over in Australia as well. Plus, there's more news from the Australian Open and the players in isolation there. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning. This is the best way to start your day up to speed with all of the important sports news. That's right, we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Also, don't forget, you can get the recording as a podcast on your phone. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite podcatcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places. Looking at the tennis then, and over in Australia, two more players have tested positive for COVID and one non-playing person as well. So a woman in her 20s and two men in their 30s, apparently, all of whom are in quarantine. And surprisingly, with those kind of results, the public reaction to some players who are complaining about being in isolation has been fairly negative, with one player's referring to it as like being in prison. So some of the players, though, are getting that haven't been on the particular charter flights that have caused problems or have been gaining time out. 72 players are in full quarantine at the moment due to the three flights that have had positive cases. Apparently, 1,200 people have flown in for the tournament. So if you think only 72 of them or 72 players are in full quarantine, that's not too bad, really, if you think about it. Moving on then to the NBA, and over in the States, it was not a good day for the leading teams. The Lakers lost to the Warriors 113 to 115. The Nets beat the Bucks 125 to 123. And the Suns also lost to the Grizzlies 108 to 104. So after that, though, the Lakers still top the Western Conference, followed by the Clippers. There's one game back now, and then the Jazz a further game back. Over on the Eastern side, the Celtics still lead ahead of the Bucks, the 76ers, and the Pacers. The Pelicans, or Steve Adams Pelicans, are back in action today against the Jazz at 3 p.m. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. We'll bring up to speed with that result and how the Pelicans went. They won their last game against the Kings, 128-123. So hopefully they're getting on to a bit of a roll there. Over in the ANBL, and we forgot yesterday to bring in the result there between the Cairns Taipans and the Hawks. And the Hawks beating the Taipans 92-76 in that one. Harvey top scoring with 25 points for the Hawks. Round two gets underway tomorrow with the Bullets playing the Hawks, and you can watch that on Sky Sport. Also over in Australia, we had the A-League action yesterday. The Central Coast Mariners lost to Western Sydney Wanderers. I mean, the Western Sydney Wanderers go back to top of the table on 7 points, with two wins, a draw, and a loss there. Beating Central Coast, who were looking at going top They had been top until MacArthur FC overtook them. So tight at the top at the moment. Clearly, it is early days in the A-League. And also, a lot of teams have played varying numbers of games. Perth Glory still haven't played their first game, which should happen today when they take on Adelaide United. Also today, we have Newcastle Jets versus the Brisbane Roar as well. So two games today. The Jets really struggling with three losses from their three games. So really need a result against Brisbane. And obviously, Perth Glory will be happy to get their first game underway. Those games at 9 o'clock and 11:20 New Zealand time. The Oceania Football Association have said that tournaments will be further postponed. The under-17 and the under-20 championships were supposed to take place last year, but have again be pushed back even further due to travel restrictions. The plan is to get them played this year still with them. FIFA, though, has cancelled the under-17 World Cup that was to be held in Peru and the under-20 World Cup that was supposed to be held in Indonesia this year. So the qualifying parts are no longer required for those, but they are part of the plan to get more teams at the main World Cup. So they'll be looking at having those. They're supposed to be hosted in Fiji and Samoa later this year. Also, the under-17s women's and the under-20s women's ones are also looking at, the under-16 and the under-19s, they're still looking at playing later this year as well. So Oceania Tournament's trying to get them to get me played, but travel restrictions are still causing issues for them. Moving on then to the cricket. And yes, this is our big story of the day, where Australia were playing India at the Gabba in the fourth test in the series. The series was tied 1-1 after Australia won the first test, lost the second test, and the third test was then a draw with some impressive batting in the fourth innings by the Indian side. In this one, this was a cracking test match. Australia first posted 369 and then bowled out India for 336. India then bowled out Australia for 294, meaning that coming into today, they had a target of over 300, but they had wickets in hand. Also, rain had been an issue, so that all of the different permutations were available. Australia could have taken the wickets and won the game. India had a target to chase, and also rain could intervene to make it into a draw. After India really did have a go at chasing that total in the second test, it was clear they were going to have a go today. And boy, what a performance it was. Gill at the top of the order scored 91 to set them off on a good path. Meaning they were 2 for 132 after losing Rohit Sharma cheaply. Pujara then was the anchor that the other players could play around. He was in there for 314 minutes, which is, about 5 hours worth of batting to score his 56. Not a particularly high rate, but I say he was that holding down one end while other players were to play around him. Rahane chipped in with 24 off just 22 balls. And Rashid Pant scored 89 and not out to see India home. When they lost Pujara, though, when Pujara and Pant were there, it looked like it was a fairly comfortable chase. But when they lost Pujara to the new ball, it got really tight towards the end because they lost Agarwala for 9, Washington Sundar for just 22, and Shardul Thakur for 2 runs, meaning that they really were, Australia really did get into that tail. But Pant saw them home with the Navdeep Shiani on, who didn't actually have to place a ball in naught runs as his partner there, scored 329 runs for 7 wickets to win the Test match and to win the series 2-1. If you think that India actually used 20 players in this Test series, had eight to 10 of their first choice players missing for this test, then you've got to say amazing, wonderful team or squad effort to win this series. There are 2 debutants in this game for India, in Washington Sundar and Natarajan. So as I say, Natarajan took 3 wickets in the first innings bowling, and Washington Sundar also took 3 wickets in that one before taking another wicket in the second inning. So yes, the 2 debutants played their part as well on the bowling front mainly. Washington Sundar also scored his scored 62 runs in that first Indian inning. So he also ends up half century. So yeah, fantastic contributions across the board from this India side. Australia left to scratch their heads, not having the same injury issues, some question marks around this Australian side, and particularly Tim Payne's captaincy of the team as well. So India go on to face England next in a Test series. England in action currently against Sri Lanka, having won the first test there. We'll bring up to speed with the second test when that starts as well. These are the 2 sides that, along with New Zealand, are battling it out for the World Test Championship to be held at Lord's. The permutations for that are complicated, but as soon as we know who will get there, we will bring you up to speed with that one. Don't forget to, for the cricket, on the cricket side of things, you can join our Swinging from the Hip show at 8 p.m. on Monday evenings. Myself and Arun talked about this Test match partway through on the show on Monday evening, and I'm sure it'll get discussed again next Monday now that it has been fully played through. In that one, so do put that in your calendar. Mondays at 8 p.m. for Swinging from the Hip. You are now up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a wonderful day, folks, and I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. To start your day the best way.